Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. So here I am in Montmartre Cemetery in Paris. It is the place to be seen dead in. Founded in 1827, it was previously called the Place of Rest. It was some sort of informal burial ground, but they made it into a graveyard for monumental art. What do you call it? Funerary art. So there are all sorts of magnificent sepulchres for very well-off families. So is this part of people's attempt to escape mortality, or just build an eternal memorial to themselves? Not all the graves and tombs and so forth are in a good state. So if you build them very, very solidly, they will last. But all sorts of distinguished Frenchmen, French women, and other people, foreign people, are buried here. I'm just trying to think who you would have heard of. The Lady of the Camellias, that notorious courtesan who died in 1823, subject to that opera, she's buried here. Julie Récamier, one of the first female intellectuals in France, she's buried here. Heinrich Heine, the German poet, for example, he's laid to rest here. Louise Weber, the one who invented the can-can, she has her last resting place here. As to two writers, I think their father and son, Edmond de Goncourt, Jules de Goncourt, who else that you might know, is also buried here. Émile Zola, author of J'accuse, novelist. Okay. Madame Stendhal, the novelist. She's here as well. Anyone? Adolf Sax, the Belgian invented the saxophone. He is here. And various politicians, that General Cavaignac, the Butcher of June, Massacre Tu, or was that Massacre Tu? Was it my sacred cough, or was it massacre all? What did he say? Fatal last words for some in 1848, precipitated just after the 1848 revolution. Or Pierre Waldeck Rousseau, a well-known politician, and more and more, Marshal Pierre Koenig, fighting against Germany, despite him having a sort of Germanic surname, König, as in king, and on. So doctors, dancers, composers, singers, playwrights, librettists, painters, actors, marshals, as in military commanders, Jacques Offenbach, the composer of operas, and so on. So anyway, let's go on and see some of them. Obviously, going to give you a small taste. So we're on the north side of Paris, and that's a big road above us. And I'm glad they've left this here, the whatever it's called, the cobblestone. And behind me, you see the little sepulchres they built. It's very, very pricey. So no more tombs can be built. It's absolutely full. But if you've already got a family tomb, the person can be put in. Presumably they can open the doors and go and sit in there and try and commune with their dead relatives and friends occasionally. Now, the Romans used to build these along the main road out of town. Look at that. The horses dancing beside it, their coat of arms. And because they didn't want their graves in lonely places, the Romans, go and visit them on the person's birthday, speak to the tombstone, imagine the person could hear pouring wine as an alternative to blood, and so on. And I do find it therapeutic, somehow pleasing to go to these places, as though I can have some numinous connection with the dear departed. And obviously, these are people I don't know personally. My lifetime didn't overlap with theirs in almost every single case, and so on. So look at that. This would cost a pretty penny to construct this kind of thing. So, like, you see, they used to have the draped urn, but this is simply draped, this curtain hanging down. Okay, that's for mourning in this monumental sculpture. And all sorts of colours. Some of the marble have been mostly dark. But as I said, they're not in a terribly good state of repair. Because I was thinking about this, whose responsibility is it to maintain it? Think about my great-grandparents. One of them had 12 children. Therefore, about 50 grandchildren. Therefore, about 100 great-great-great-grandchildren. How many great-great-grandchildren? Of the 100 or so great-grandchildren, whose responsibility is it? Everybody's? Therefore, it's nobody's, and it doesn't get done. Or the relatives move away. I've been to the graves of one set of my great-grandparents. The others, I don't even know where they are. And I've never bothered to find out. And so that's why nobody is paying to keep these in good condition like that. I mean, they're not in terrible condition. Some of them are moss-grown, and the writing is scarcely legible. These ones near the main pathways, they're in quite good condition. A bit further back, they're harder and harder to see. A little bit weathered, the stonework. How about that? So There we go. Little houses, sometimes an image of the occupant, the name across up high. There is a Jewish section with a Magan David in many places. So I don't know how many interments there are here. Okay, so deposits are very, very rare. I've been here, is it thrice now? I've never, ever seen a funeral going on or evidence of a recent funeral. Looking at the tombstones, I haven't seen anybody being buried here since 2018. Probably there are, but just not very many. These are largely full, okay? And must have cost an absolute fortune. I mean, I suppose when it opened in 1825, this was more or less the edge of the city. Beyond this, it started to be countryside. That is a visit to Cimetière de Montmartre. Goes further over there, just about 5 kilometres north of the absolute centre of Paris. Okay, goodbye.